Okay, keep up with us. Today we jump back into the Old Testament. Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years reproach, when you will say, I find no pleasure in them.
Father, I will remember you as long as my mind is capable of remembering. And even then, I hope your Spirit will quicken that memory and revive it in my heart. Amen.
Today, think about it. Have you ever been around a person with Alzheimer's disease or dementia? It is heartbreaking to see the memories of a lifetime are gone, or only there in parts. You can imagine how heartbreaking it would be to have a loved one afflicted by this disease. We should never take our marvelous ability to remember for granted, especially when we think of the Creator. He wants us to remember Him always.
Today's action. Read the entire chapter of Ecclesiastes 12. Today's treasure is found in 2 Chronicles 7, 1-3. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. And the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, For He is good, and His mercy endures forever.
You know, I worked years ago in a nursing home with many of the Alzheimer's and dementia patients. And it's amazing. We say so many times that they can't remember. But I remember one old lady. She couldn't remember who she was. She couldn't function to walk, talk. But every time I went in to sing hymns, she knew every single verse. And not only that, when I would stop, she would continue with the next. Remember Him always.